Welcome. Let's get settled, shall we, as we go for a little explore. Don't fret. You won't need a raincoat or welly boots. Gently settle into your body and just breathe. Don't try to slow your breath down right away. Allow yourself to come into your body, calling all the little parts of you back that you might have left at the store, at work, or possibly still holding on to a disagreement. Just invite them all back, and then slowly breathe out your open mouth, and then take a lovely, luscious, deep breath in for the count of four through your nose. Hold for four. And then slowly sigh it out of your open mouth for four. Roll your shoulders up, back and down, and feel them nestle along your spine. Feel your belly relax as you breathe in this pattern, and let your jaw relax. And if you want, and you're sitting, place your open, turned up palms on your knees. Ready? Let's go for a little explore. I invite you to see in your mind's eye a path into a coniferous woods. The trail is lined with cedars, pines, lodgepoles, Douglas firs, and grand firs. As you start walking the path, you notice the trail is rather, squidgy, as it has rained for the last few days, and you feel your feet slide over the slick earth. There is a restlessness in you that has brought you out on this cool, damp, albeit bright, autumn day. It's a discontent that hasn't allowed you to settle, to create, to be happy, or to just be. So you're trying to walk it off. The sun is out, which most certainly helps. After all, you have so much to do, and going for a walk down a random trail feels rather daft, if not selfish. The path wends and winds, and through your mind whiz all sorts of issues, complaints, worries, thoughts, and doubts. The gentle breeze makes the large boughs of the cedar swing with a rhythm. Breathe. You hunch your shoulders up a bit more against the breeze and remind yourself that the next time you come out like this, you should bring a scarf. You stuff your hands deeper in your pockets and keep walking whilst trying to unravel the threads that seem to have caught you up in your head. The birds call to each other overhead and there are rustles in the shrubbery near the path, but you let them pass you by. As you stare at the path, watching where you should put your feet, your head is down and your thoughts and worries feel literally consuming. The path takes a sharp bend to the left, and then it seems to move to the right. You step over a tree root, and the path seems to shift again, and as you round the corner, the ground changes from squidgy underfoot to thick, thick, deep, short grass that is like walking on a cushion. You feel a frisson of energy cascade over your whole body, and you lift your head up to see what is happening. Breathe. You have just stepped into the most magnificent, magical glade you have ever seen. You look over your right shoulder, and there is no path there. Just the huge, huge trees that ring this grove. The light feels different here, deeper, duskier, but the air is warmer. How is that happening? Deep in the middle of the grove, you can see some stones, and so you slowly walk towards them. As you get closer, you realize that they are an old, worn stone bench. You can even see the place where the stone has been slowly worn down by all the bottoms that have sat on it. You are still in awe. The trees are so huge. It would take at least three or four of you joining hands to go around the base of one of these trees. And they're all deciduous, and their leaves are large and in all the colors of the rainbow. What? Breathe. As you stand by the stone bench, you turn your body to the right and look at one of the magnificent trees. And again, there is that frisson of energy that dusts your skin, and the leaves of the tree light up even brighter against the duskier sky. You turn again to your right, and the same thing happens, then again and again. Four trees have flooded themselves with color, and you can feel the energy radiating from them. You look up at the dusk sky that the glorious leaves of the leaves dance against, and down to the lush grass by the bench. And there's a click, click. You don't realize it, but you've just created a circle. A circle of energy to hold, to help, and to support. As you sit down on the warm stone bench, you're surprised at the warmth that it exudes. And as you look around the circle of sentinel trees, you can feel their energy and their strength. This is a grove of trees that have been here for centuries, the great-great-grandmas and grandpa trees. It feels safe and welcoming. On the ground between all the trees and cascading into the grove are piles and piles of glorious colored leaves. And the most amazing, are they pine cones that you have ever seen? However, these cones are brilliant gold, deep crimson red, and a dark, dark aubergine purple. Nothing like you have ever seen before. Breathe. Fat gray and black squirrels scamper and dash through the leaves, pulling the cones out and giving them a nibble. A large 8-point buck walks through the grove, looking at you with deep, warm brown eyes, and slowly and easily paces over to the spot he needs and nestles down amongst the leaves and watches. A wolf howls in the distance, but no one seems to care. This is a place of sanctuary, safety, and healing. A warm breeze gently floods through the tree canopy, making the brilliantly colored leaves dance, and comes and wraps around you, warm and welcoming, and you can hear it whisper, "How do you feel?" Immediately, all the worries and doubts flood up again, and you whisper back, "I don't know." The breeze gets a little stronger and lifts your hair and whispers, "What do you want?" Your shoulders hunch up and you choke out a whisper, "I don't know." The breeze gets even stronger and you can see the leaves being lifted from the ground slightly, and you hear the whisper, "What do you need?" You tilt your head back and shout, "I don't know." And as if a dam has opened, all the hurts, pain, fears, worries, confusion, smallness, insecurities flood out of your mouth, and you stand up and turn while shouting at all the trees. Breathe. How dare they ask what you want, what you need, what you want to create, and how you feel? You don't know. So you let them have it as you turn in a circle. Tears are dripping down your face by the time you are finished. You've said out loud the things you don't want to write down and the things you haven't shared with your friends. And you feel spent and drop down onto the stone bench and let the last tears fall into the grass at your feet. The wind surges and gets stronger and stronger, whipping up the leaves from the ground and pulling a myriad of leaves off the tall, strong branches. They whirl around you in a frenzy, and so you squeeze your eyes tight. The wind gets stronger and stronger, and you can feel it all through and around your body. And a clear voice says, "Take what you need and leave the rest." Take what you need and leave the rest. You take a deep breath and open your eyes, and as the wind starts to settle down, the leaves fall thick around you are bright and colorful, but lit up with silver spider writing, and each leaf says something different. Strength, courage, peace, health, divine love, abundance, intuition, success, trust, faith, service, and on they go. You sort through all the leaves that surround you and pick up the ones that you want, brush off the stone bench, and look at the messages you hold. As you read them with delight, you glance down and you see where your tears have fallen. There are now delightfully colored cones, purples, reds, glorious golds, shimmering silvers. And you realize that all the cones that are in the grove are the compost for the trees to heal others. You clutch your leaves tight to your heart, and the breeze picks up again and swirls around you from your feet up over your head, warm, loving, and oh, so safe. As you release and relax back into this space, you hear, "Darling one, you are so loved. You are so strong. And trust, divine guidance, compassion, and love are yours and your birthright." You feel a brush of lips on your forehead, and clarity, guidance, trust, and strength flood through your body. All the compost you brought to the grove stays here, and you've been released. Stand up from the bench and turn in a circle and watch the leaves dim. The circle has now been closed, but it's always here for you when you need it. And if you doubt, next time you see a leaf caught in a spider web, remember, breathe, and then when you're ready, slowly come back to your body.